If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Red Men News. I'm Chris Paddock, this is Ross Chanley. And we've got loads and loads and loads of Liverpool news to talk about, kind of, today. The big news is this. Mo Salah is going to miss some games for Egypt. 27-year-old, as we know, was substituted in the 87th minute of Sunday's 3-1 league win over Manchester City.
What about that?
Yeah, it was good that, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't forget it at all.
Really good about that. Salah met up with Egypt in Cairo on Tuesday. Met up with the Egypt squad, I suppose, not all of Egypt, in Cairo on Tuesday for tests on the injury. And this is the Egypt statement. The injury needs a period of treatment to recover. So, yeah, he looks like he's missing some international games. Obviously, he picked up the injury, didn't he, against Leicester, against Manchester United. Wait, Salah missed Liverpool's game against Manchester United, picked it up against Leicester. It was re-aggravated at the weekend against Manchester City. Hopefully he doesn't miss any Premier League games.
Yeah, it's the same as Robbo. I think when I first saw this, I kind of got excited. I thought, great, go and get your rest. But I think everyone knows, I think we said a couple of times, that he was having fluid drain from his ankle. He wasn't really training as much as he's supposed to be, but he was still playing relatively well. And I kind of like he was playing games and stuff, obviously, against Manchester City, just named there. It's all right to get excited about it and having that rest, but it's also, I think he's the same as Robbo in the sense that he might be a doubt for Crystal Palace when he comes back as well. I'd rather have him there. I'd like to think we could beat Crystal Palace without him in that side, but he still want to go full strength as much as he can and get a rest, as exactly like Robbo, between now and when the football starts again, because we've got two games a week for a month and a half.
Yeah, and it's important, isn't it? And I think the good thing for me about all of this, Ross, is that he's actually gone and the Egyptian FA have said, no, yeah, he needs time. So, well, there can be no doubt about it, because if he could play, Egypt would have him playing. But, you know, he went, we know what he loves his country. Yeah. We know he loves fighting for that shirt and playing in that shirt. And the fact that the FA have said, listen, we know he needs a period of treatment to recover, so we're going to send him home, essentially. That's good for us, obviously. Hopefully he does get the rest and recuperation such that he is back on the 23rd of November against Crystal Palace. Let's hope that he's back and free of injury soon, because, you know, we know we've got so many games coming up at the back end of November, all throughout December, January, February, that we're going to need Mo Salah. And you know, even on one ankle, he was able to score against Manchester City, wasn't he? So, on to some transfer news. Liverpool, according to readliverpoolfc.com, are eyeing a potential move for prolific starlet Darami. He's a 17-year-old Copenhagen striker, Mohamed Darami, who's also been linked to Borussia Dortmund, Celtic and RB Leipzig. The teenage sensation has been in prolific form in Denmark this season, scoring 7 goals and providing 3 assists, as well as becoming Copenhagen's youngest ever goal scorer. He was asked on Instagram about a move to Anfield by an Instagram video, and he doesn't seem to know of an imminent move. He says, I don't know anything about Liverpool. I'm an FC Copenhagen player, not a Liverpool player. And Read Liverpool have put their own sort of verdict and their own sort of spin on things, and said, with major interest surrounding Darami, it wouldn't be a surprise to see suitors submit bids for his services, and Liverpool would be wise to move first. He's not only a centre forward, but looks comfortable on both wings too, with the right wing being his most common position this time. Now, everybody knows over the last sort of 10 years, Ross, that I just haven't been able to keep up with the Danish Football League.
No?
No.
You're doing with your time.
I know, mate. It's this whole, like, married with kids thing. Oh, and
work.
TV, So it's just, I've just not been able to watch as much as possible. I know you've been keeping tabs on this lad for a long time.
Yep.
Since he was in the under 11s.
I don't want to talk about that. Fucking hell. You said you weren't going to tell anyone.
Brilliant. So how's he been getting on?
Fine.
Has anybody heard of him? Has anybody heard of him in the comment section? Can you tell me, is he a good player and should Liverpool sign him?
Seriously, I haven't been watching him. but on that versatility, he's very versatile.
Has he always been that versatile, Ron?
Not always in his football play, but in general day-to-day life he has been. Oh, I'm so getting sacked, aren't I?
Not by us. No. Should we move on?
Yes, please.
I think I might cry. It's a slow news day, and I'm just going to talk a little bit about the FNT.
Buy a jumper.
Christmas jumpers. If you're an 11-year-old out and about, cover yourself up with one of our Red Men TV Christmas jumpers, just in case Ross is keeping an eye on you. There's three jumpers this year that you can buy. You've got the Last Christmas one, which you can see right here, which is absolutely fantastic. It's got a Rigi, it's got a scoreboard, it's got Everton players just absolutely gutted. There's broken blue heart, there's Klopp running and hugging Alisson, and there's... Jordan Pickford over there. There's also our six times champions of Europe edition tee, and you can see that there. He's got the years. It's champions of Europe. We are the champions. It's absolutely fantastic. And of course, there's the reworked Three Kings, which has got Mo Salah, Roberto Firmino, and Sadio Mane, which is absolutely fantastic as well. Which one's your favourite, mate?
The Rigi one, isn't it? Absolute belter, little Jordan Pickford, little dinosaur on it as well. And we've actually sold absolutely loads. As I've said this on socials as well. If you want one, they're made to order, so they take about, you know, a couple of days plus shipping. If you've got a staff party, get your order in now, because, you know, that's flying out at the minute, aren't they?
Yeah, it really is. Onto
I am pushing for kid sizes, but, you know, still to come.
Fucking hell, mate. Really? After the first part of the video?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Shant. Anyway,
fucking hell.
Andy Robinson's not been training at Liverpool.
Don't.
His form's been absolutely incredible considering he's not been training, though, as he's pulled out the Scotland squad for the international break and will remain at Melwood during his rehab. Scott's been playing through an injury all of November, in fact, which makes his outstanding performances all the more impressive. It's a big disappointment for me to miss out, Robertson told the Mail. I don't care what game it is, I want to play. My track record in the last 5 years has shown that. But for the last 2.5 weeks, I've not trained at all for Liverpool. I've trained the day before a game, could only play the last 50 minutes against Genk in the Champions League and missed the Arsenal game in the League Cup. Again, hopefully he's back and fit and firing for November the 23rd.
Yeah, I think he's taken a bit of criticism under the Scotland side. I think someone came, I can't remember who it was, a couple of weeks ago, said he's not the same for Scotland as he is for Liverpool. He's not going to be first and foremost, but I think he's trying to make a point there, saying, like, he does give his all, like we said with Mo Salah, of wanting to play for his national team, wanting to give his all. I think they are behind Cyprus and Kazakhstan at the minute, so I don't think it makes a large amount of difference whether he plays or not, but still he has to show that commitment to his national side. And again, just like Mo Salah, get your recuperation while you can, because if he's not been training, he needs to recover as well. He's not going to get a chance between now and the middle of January, probably.
Yeah, and this is one of those positions, isn't it? You know, we've got James Milner who can play there. Joe Gomez could probably play there at a bit of a push, something like that. But, you know,
it's not the same.
It's exactly. Yeah. It's not the same, is it? We all know what Andrew Robertson provides this Liverpool side. You know, he's practically the heartbeat and the soul of the side as well, and the fact that he's got a wand of a left foot for whipping in balls for Mo Salah to score against Manchester City is fantastic as well. I wouldn't want to go a prolonged period without him at left back.
No, that's the other issue that you have. If he's forced to play for Scotland, then does he have to take time out of Liverpool, or do then Liverpool have to make the decision of saying, you know, it isn't the same, we need you, we need to play yet, therefore you make it even worse. Yeah. You know, and he's out for 2-3 months when you need him towards a title charge or number seven.
Onto another little bit of news, and it's not really Liverpool related, but anybody who's used the hashtag Mbappe2020 will know that it's interesting that PSG have identified Antoine Griezmann as a replacement for Premier League transfer target Kylian Mbappe. Mbappe has been strongly linked with a big money move at Real and Liverpool, among the teams understood to be keen on signing the French World Cup winner. PSG are now reportedly monitoring Griezmann's situation at Barca, as they prefer to face the possibility of life without Kylian Mbappe. Reds have long been linked with the French star after first making an approach from back in 2017 when he was at Monaco. And a recent link up with Nike as the Merseyside club's kit sponsor has added fuel to the fire. Mbappe is one of Nike's biggest stars, and there were suggestions this month that Real Madrid president Perez is genuinely worried the English Champions League winners have the resources to outbid his own club.
Lovely. I quite like this.
Klopp came out though and said, like,
I think it's underneath actually.
We really can't afford him, didn't he?
Yeah, lots of reasons not to sign Mbappe. What a player he is. It was about the money, of course. No chance, absolutely no chance. Sorry for killing that story.
It's a little bit sad.
Is he though? Didn't he shoot down Alisson and Van Dijk stories when they appeared?
Conspiracy.
Okay, well, I'm just saying that. It's just interesting from a different angle of not just the Nike stuff or Liverpool haven't spent any money. The fact that, you know, PSG are looking to go and replace Mbappe and face life without him. I think his contract's got either 2.5 years left in it or 3.5 years. And I think he said he'd come out and said, I'm not going to sign a new one, which is where this is coming from as well. So just almost adding fuel to the fire.
The lad wants to win Champions Leagues, doesn't he? I think, you know, we know he won the World Cup with France, didn't he? And, you know, he'll have won a few French leagues by the time that he wraps his PSG career up. But I think he wants to challenge in the Champions League, doesn't he? And that's why teams like Real Madrid and Liverpool are being talked about as possible destinations, because they are challenging.
Yeah, maybe not in the Champions League. Maybe he wants a different challenge in the sense of a domestic league as well. It's fine saying, you know, he's won league titles with PSG and stuff, but is there a proper challenge there? I know, of course, a farmers league, or disrespect it, but, like, you know, we want to come to the Premier League, look at it now, it's massive, isn't it? And the challenges that you face with Manchester City and other teams, probably the same in La Liga. I think that's all a bit up and down, or Real Madrid and a couple of other teams, Atletico, are out there as well. Maybe he wants to challenge himself domestically and push himself. He wants to be one of the greatest players in football ever. You can't stay, as much as you don't like it, in the French league.
In the local league.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's all he's done so far, isn't it? So I can see there we've got a blue super chat from Warren McGreevy. What trophies do you see us winning this year? Obviously, we've already won the Super Cup. I think it's a genuine possibility that we win the Club World Cup.
Yeah.
It's a genuine possibility that we're going to go on and win the Premier League this season. I can't imagine that we're going to win the Carabao anymore.
No, just play the kids in that for the rest of it.
And
Champions League as well.
Champions League, I think we're going to contest.
Yeah.
Because I just think we're so good in that competition. I don't know about the FA Cup, if I'm honest. Maybe I'm being a bit greedy, but yeah, fuck it, why not?
I'll jump the kids in that one as well.
Would you, yeah?
Yeah.
What about the kids today, aren't you?
Yeah. Just today.
Should we get some more comments, please?
So another super chat earlier on, Ben Pryor says, absolutely loved your 3-time celebration, Chris.
Thank you very much.
If you haven't seen it, go over to Chris's Twitter, you can probably see it.
I think so, yeah. Someone recorded it. Like, so we won, obviously, the Ladbrokes Northwest Football Awards 2019 Fan Media of the Year. And as we went up to the stage, I did the whole 3 times thing in front of 500 odd people, which was fantastic, in Manchester, which was even better.
How did it go down?
Not as well as the beer.
Okay, that's why you took yesterday off.
On that player whose name I forgot already, Biggie Small says, I'm from Copenhagen and I haven't heard of him. On the salad injury, Film Master says, how did Jack Chowdhury avoid getting a red and a ban?
I've no idea, is the honest answer. No idea whatsoever.
They don't give retrospective action for stuff like that, do they?
It's when the referee's missed it, isn't it?
So no, the referee, he gave a free kick, so therefore they can't. The rules are fucking stupid, that's why, yes.
Yeah, there you go, that's perfect.
At the beginning, Dan the Man started this with a good dad joke. I can't even remember what it was. But
to find it?
It was near the start.
So these two guys walk into a bar. You'd think the second guy would have seen it.
Yep, And so that led to me to ask, give us your best dad jokes.
Hang on,
it's a
fucking terrible dad joke to begin with. Because it doesn't say one followed the other into the bar. It says they just both, they're just walking side by side.
It's not even a dad joke.
Yeah, why isn't it a dad joke?
Why isn't it a dad joke?
You said two guys walking to a bar.
Yeah, no, dad joke means like a silly,
shit joke.
I thought it was like your dad, so...
No. So I've got two joint winners. One from Daniel Jones. I decided to sell my vacuum cleaner. It was just gathering dust.
Hey.
And Ghost said, my wedding was beautiful, even the cake was in tears.
Yep.
Good stuff. Keep it coming. Keep it. And I'll read the best dad joke out tomorrow as well. And then a bit of a discussion that was going on in the comments. Kevin Hargreaves says, we have so much hype around Brewster. When will we see him playing a part in games? I thought the last game against Genk was a good opportunity. And Dan the Man replied saying, Brewster will play at Salzburg on game week 6. If we beat Napoli, then he'll go again against Villa in the cup.
Great. Do you want to answer that? Well, I got focused on a really bad dad joke that I love that I want to read out.
Go on.
Patnav, Chatnav, what's worse than finding a worm in your apple? half a worm.
Oh, it's not the answer that I had. I can't say the answer that I had.
Do you want to answer the other questions?
Yeah, Villa definitely, 100%, and maybe Salzburg. I think it depends what Liverpool want to do. If we beat Napoli, I think there might be a contention for top spot in the league still, or depending on what the result is.
If we beat Napoli, we're top.
Sorry, we've just got a genuinely brilliant dad joke and you missed it, right? What's the difference between a chickpea and a lentil?
Chickpea. Oh, the lentil can't be any.
I wouldn't let a lentil on my face.
See, I think. I've seen that one. I think that's a bit too rude to be a dad joke. I think dad jokes have got to be for all the family. Dad jokes have got to be for all the family, and I don't think that one really is.
Mate.
Have you ever heard that before?
No.
Oh. Call me boring.
Yeah. Call him boring in the comments section. Sorry, you were talking.
Brewster or Start Villa? Any more?
That's probably it, isn't it? Let's see. Is there any more dad jokes, mate? Because that was well fun.
There was a few. Let's see what I've got. Did you hear about the guy who invented the knock-knock joke? He invented the Nobel Prize.
Wow. What a way to end the show, really.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's it, Si.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.